Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello, good day, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in the country or in the world. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. And to learn more about me, simply visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and I've come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. As in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. All right, today's topic is 17 herbs and spices with proven health benefits. Proven health and healing benefits. Indeed, they not only are beneficial and proven to be great for your health, but they can heal as well. And there are a ton of them that I would like to share with you. And so if you give me the opportunity, I will do just that. We're going to start off with information that I've researched and gathered from great, wonderful resources. And so I just like to share that with you with Green Med Info, Reads Digest, World's Healthiest Foods. And I just find that February is American Heart Month, and we need to guard our hearts, take care of our hearts. It's the most important organ in the body. If your heart's not pumping, you're not living. Indeed. So we've got to keep our hearts healthy, and these spices have been, some of them very common as well, have been proven to help do just that. So what are we talking about today? Dozens of herbs and spices that contain useful plant compounds, and some of them just have healing standouts. They protect against certain chronic conditions such as cancer, diabetes, and of course heart disease. So let's get moving. Let's start talking about what these herbs and spices are. The first is cinnamon, very common spice, right? Well, it normalizes blood sugar levels in type 2 diabetes by improving the ability to respond to insulin. It works by slowing the rate at which the stomach empties after eating, and in one study, people ate about a cup of rice pudding with and without a teaspoon of cinnamon. Adding the cinnamon slowed the rate the stomach emptied from about 37% to 34.5% and significantly slowed the rise in blood sugar levels. So there you have your cinnamon. It packs a powerful punch. And if you weren't convinced of that, it has an anti-inflammatory properties and also reduces heartburn in some people. So if you have any of those conditions, diabetes, you want to improve your blood sugar, cinnamon is the way to go. It can also help prevent blood clots, making it especially heart smart and focusing on the heart this month. So indeed, get yourself some cinnamon. Garlic now slows atherosclerosis. Now, the Penn State researchers noted that studies associate garlic use with a 38% decrease in the risk of heart problems. Other studies show aged garlic helps slow the progression of atherosclerosis. Now, most studies showing the heart benefits of garlic use doses of 600 to 5,600 milligrams of garlic powder, 9 to 18 grams, milligrams of garlic oil, and 1,000 to 7,200 milligrams aged garlic extract, or 4 to 10 grams of raw garlic. And if you weren't convinced of that, garlic is antifungal, it's antibacterial, and can help with yeast infections, some sinus infections, and the common cold. Wonderful for this time of year. And guess what? It even can repel ticks. It can even repel ticks. So there you have it. Might not smell very attractive, but it can even repel ticks. And that's your garlic. Rosemary. Rosemary protects eyesight. It's a relative of mint, and it's been traditionally used to stimulate the immune system, improve digestion, increase circulation, boost memory, and act as an anti-inflammatory. Animal studies show it acts as an antidepressant, improves type 1 diabetes, and even prevents weight gain from a high-fat diet. The recent studies show that rosemary also protects against age-related macular degeneration. So there you have it. It protects your eyesight. Get yourself some rosemary. Here's another one, very similar, which I love to use as well, oregano. It reduces viral activity. You may know oregano as the essential herb for Italian cooking, especially in tomato sauces and pizza. Well, it's also a powerful medicinal herb. Studies show oregano supports the immune system and has antifungal, antibacterial, and anti-cancer properties. It also increases liver regeneration. And the oil from oregano contains an antiviral compound called carvacrol. It can significantly reduce viral activity within 15 minutes of exposure. So look for oregano essential oil standardized to 60 to 75% carvacrol. Now cloves. Here's what cloves do. A little itty bitty, looks like around by the length of a fingernail. Not a long one, a regular fingernail. Cloves are rich in eugenol, which has been proven to fight environmental toxins and inflammation, and studies show it may also trigger programmed cell death of colon cancer cells. And the oil is an effective mosquito repellent. Spring is coming, folks. Make yourself some homemade insect repellent and put some clove oil in there. It's also a mild painkiller. And they've been proven to be as effective as benzocaine as a topical anesthetic. That's why it's added to over-the-counter sore throat sprays and mouthwashes. It's also a good addition to your homemade toothpaste in case you wanted to make some. I make homemade tooth powder, so whatever suits your fancy. Paprika. It battles multi-drug resistance. It's more than a decoration for deviled eggs, that is. It's made by grinding red chili peppers and is full of vitamin C and carotenoids. The carotenoids from paprika have been shown to combat ulcer-causing H. pylori and help reverse multi-drug resistance. So you can use paprika as a rub for meats and for fish, or you can simply add a teaspoon to hummus for that extra spice. I like to use paprika to add some color to my dishes. It depends on what it is. It's just like a spice that I'm going to talk to you about, which to me doesn't have too much flavor, but boy, is it good for your health. Turmeric, it improves your memory. Can you believe it? There are now over 600 documented health benefits to eating turmeric, and the researchers in Taiwan added another one. They found that just one gram of turmeric at breakfast helps improve the memory of people in the early stages of diabetes. Turmeric improved working memory over the following 6 hours. And other studies have found that turmeric also reduces the risk of dementia. So if you know someone who has diabetes or are at risk for dementia, maybe you want to give them some turmeric. Researchers at Rutgers University, New Jersey, are investigating a combination of curcumin and phenethyl isothiocyanate. It's an anti-cancer compound in cruciferous vegetables as a possible treatment for prostate cancer. And studies have also linked turmeric to reduce inflammation in a number of conditions, including psoriasis. So you're talking about something that, careful because it stains, but indeed something that can boost your health. It's also considered a top anti-cancer agent and help quell the inflammation that contributes to tumor growth. And working is much the same way as broccoli and cauliflower to keep your carcinogens away before they can damage cellular DNA and to repair already damaged DNA. So once again, turmeric packs a powerful punch. Get yourself some turmeric. Here's another one that I love ever so much, especially this time of year, ginger. It soothes muscle pain. The Chinese have used ginger for thousands of years to treat stomach upset, diarrhea, and nausea. Well, today it's known to relieve nausea due to seasickness, motion sickness, morning sickness, and chemotherapy nausea. One study showed ginger root to be more effective for nausea and vomiting during pregnancy than Dramamine. Dramamine, you know, is that commonly used over-the-counter and prescription drug for motion sickness. So if you happen to be taking a cruise this summer, if you're going on vacation, on a cruise, whenever you're going, pack yourself some ginger instead of Dramamine. Yeah. Healthier for you and more beneficial. It also contains an antioxidant known as gingerol. And they have a powerful anti-inflammatory property. In addition to reducing muscle pain from exercise, they've been shown to reduce pain and swelling and improve mobility in those suffering from osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. So gingerol have been found to reduce the number and size of colon cancer tumors, inhibit metastasis of breast cancer cells, combat chemotherapy-resistant pancreatic cancer cells, and reduce knee pain from osteoarthritis. Ginger is potent, strong, wonderful. Make yourself ginger tea and definitely use it for motion sickness. Black pepper is another. It reduces cigarette cravings. So you or someone you know smokes, this is what you need to do. Get yourself some black pepper. Well, it improves digestion by signaling the stomach to produce hydrochloric acid and also helps prevent intestinal gas and acts as a diuretic. And inhaling the vapors from black pepper has been shown to help people stop smoking. You may see black pepper added to some of your supplements. That's because one of its active ingredients, piperine, enhances the bioavailability of vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients. So black pepper is definitely one spice that you can think of. And it makes you sneeze, yes, indeed, depending on how you use it. But if you or someone you know is a smoker, you can definitely work with black pepper, beneficial for you. Here's another one for you. Cayenne, just like the black pepper, its capsaicin is the oily compound in cayenne, and its peppery cousins is active ingredient in many prescription over-the-counter creams, ointments, and patches for arthritis and muscle pain. And it's also used for treating shingles pain and diabetes-related nerve pain. And cayenne, by the way, is thought to act as an anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. So you can sprinkle some in your soup or anywhere. I use it in my meats for cooking and everything. And by the way, because cayenne shrinks blood vessels in your nose and throat, it relieves congestion. And it's also a metabolism booster, speeding up your calorie-burning furnace for a couple of hours after eating. So you want to put that into your foods and get moving. Indeed, you're going to feel much better and more alive, boosting your immune system and getting you moving, getting you pumping, getting you working, and adding a little heat to it as well. Wonderful for this time of year. Here's another one, coriander. Coriander seeds yield cilantro, also known as Chinese parsley, a staple herb in Mexican, Thai, Vietnamese, and Indian cooking. The seeds have been used for thousands of years as a digestive aid. So you can try making a strong tea from crushed seeds, although, you know, you need to strain them before you drink them. And it can also be helpful for people with irritable bowel syndrome, as it calms intestinal spasms that can lead to diarrhea. And according to one study, cilantro leaves provide the most antioxidant punch. So, you know, that's the coriander. That's the coriander, also known as Chinese parsley. So here's another seed very similar looking to the coriander. It's mustard. It's made from the seeds of a plant in the cabbage family, a strongly anti-cancer group of plants. It contains compounds that studies suggest may inhibit the growth of cancer cells. And mustard also packs enough heat to break up congestion. And is a reason it was traditionally used in chest plasters. Just like cayenne pepper, it has the ability to deplete nerve cells of substance P, which is a chemical that transmits pain signals to the brain when used externally. So a mustard compress also brings more blood to the fingers of people with Raynaud's phenomenon, a circulatory problem that causes frigid fingers. So mustard. Mustard is, you know, don't eat too many mustard seeds or more than a teaspoon of mustard powder. That's good enough. Because if you do that, then it has a, the former has a strong laxative effect, you know. But indeed, the latter can induce vomiting. So you don't want to eat too much. But guess what else you probably didn't know about mustard powder? Added to a foot bath, it can help kill athlete's foot fungus. So that, you know, anybody with that issue, get yourself some mustard seeds. Nutmeg, love this spice, love it, love it, love it so much. Like cloves, nutmeg contains eugenol, a compound that may benefit the heart. Some historians link its popularity in spice trade to the hallucinatory effects that result from ingesting large amounts. And the euphoria, which is due to nutmeg's active ingredient, myristicin, is described as similar to that caused by the drug ecstasy, but it also packs some nasty side effects. You got to be careful with nutmeg poisoning. It's a very real risk. Medically, nutmeg, the seed of an evergreen tree, and mace, the covering of the seed, has strong antibacterial properties. It's been found to kill a number of bacteria in the mouth that contribute to cavities. I had a friend that just, you know, popped a nutmeg seed and said, oh, it helps with your breath, but hey, probably didn't know it helped with cavities as well. And it's also, by the way, researchers currently studying its potential as an antidepressant. So you can work with nutmeg as well for so many wonderful benefits. Sage, the mint, you know, perhaps it's no coincidence that sage describes a wise person, the herb, known as a memory enhancer and has been shown in some lab studies protect the brain against certain processes that lead to Alzheimer's disease. In at least one human study, a sage oil concoction improved the mood of participants, increasing their alertness, calmness, and contentedness. Wow, you want to feel happy and calm and alert all at the same time? Get yourself some sage. In a British study, healthy young adults performed better on word recall tests after taking sage oil capsules. So I guess it's wonderful for those test takers, not just necessarily young ones. Some researchers have already suggested that sage supplements may help prevent type 2 diabetes. Wow. Well, here's another one. Basil, wonderful green leafy herb. Basil, research studies on basil have shown unique health protecting effects in two basic areas, flavonoids and volatile oils. DNA protection plus antibacterial properties, that's the flavonoids. It has anti-inflammatory effects. Once again, eugenol, just like in the other, like in sage as well. It's a component of basil's volatile oils that has been the subject of extensive study. Since this substance can block the activity of an enzyme in the body called COX, C-O-X, many non-steroidal over-the-counter anti-inflammatory medications, including aspirin and ibuprofen, as well as a commonly used medicine, acetaminophen, work by inhibiting the same enzyme. So the nutrients in basil are essential for cardiovascular health. Once again, wonderful for your heart. And basil is also a good source of magnesium, which promotes cardiovascular health by promoting muscles and blood vessels to relax, thus improving blood flow and lessening the risk of irregular heart rhythms or a spasming of a heart muscle or a blood vessel. So as we celebrate this Heart Health Month, it's wonderful to get yourself herbs and spices that would help with that and encourage a healthy heart. Basil is one of them. Here's another one, a very fragrant herb. It's thyme, spelled T-H-Y-M-E, but it's pronounced thyme. It has a long history of use in natural medicine, connection with chest and respiratory problems, including cough, bronchitis, and chest congestion. Thymol, named after the herb itself, is the primary volatile oil constituent of thyme, and its health-supporting effects are well documented. In studies on aging in rats, thymol has been found to protect and significantly increase the percentage of healthy fats found in cell membranes and other cell structures. So it's good for a nutrient-dense, it's a nutrient-dense spice. The range of other health-supportive nutrients found in thyme is also impressive, which is, it emerged from our food ranking system as an excellent source of vitamin C, hence the wonderful effects on the immune system. Very, very good source of vitamin A, and a good source of iron, manganese, copper, and dietary fiber. Now, talk about vitamins and minerals all in one simple herb. That's thyme. Here's the last, but certainly not least, parsley. Can provide much more than a decoration to your plate. Parsley contains two types of unusual components that provide unique health benefits. The first type is volatile oil components, including myristicin, limonene, eugenol, and alpha-thujine. The second type is flavonoids, including apine, apigenin, cristeriol, and luteolin. Lutein, by the way, is good for your eyes. So parsley has a rich source of antioxidant nutrients. The flavonoids in parsley, especially luteolin, have been shown to function as antioxidants that combine with highly reactive oxygen-containing molecules called oxygen radicals and help prevent oxygen-based damage to cells. In addition, extracts from parsley have been used in animal studies to help increase the antioxidant capacity of the blood. So, just like thyme, parsley is an excellent source of vitamin C, a good source of vitamin A, notably through its concentration of the provitamin A carotenoid beta-carotene, like in the carrots as well. Vitamin C has many different functions, but as far as parsley is concerned, it helps as a powerful anti-inflammatory agent, which vitamin C is, and explains its usefulness in conditions such as osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. And since vitamin C is needed for the healthy function of the immune system, wonderful for this time of year, it can also be helpful preventing recurrent ear infections or cold. And once again, talking about the heart, parsley is awesome. It's a great herb for a healthy heart. It's a good source of folic acid, and it's one of the most important B vitamins that you can consume. So there you have it, folks. That was definitely an earful. These herbs and spices have been proven to help with your health and heal you all at the same time. So moving on to Wednesday's word, it comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. God made you. God made you. Our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John 1, verse 3. God made you. You were fashioned in His own image. You were made in the image and likeness of the Creator. God had a purpose in making you. His primary purpose is that you would have fellowship with Him. If man does not have fellowship with God, he is lost, confused, and bewildered. Since he does not find his place, he has a sense of not fitting. There are thousands of people who admit and confess that they are unhappy. Economic security, recreation, pleasure, and a good community in which to live have not brought about the peace and happiness that they expected. The reason is that man was created in the image of God and cannot find complete rest, happiness, joy, and peace until he comes back to God. That's Wednesday's word. Love to hear from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Look up my post on Pinterest as well. Until next week, have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of your Wednesday. We're in the middle of the week. That means it's almost over. We're halfway there. Until next week, God bless you and bye-bye.